Pranams, Maharaj.
Okay.
Maharaj, I want to confirm my understanding. In the world today, many times we try to do good, but due to bad samskaras or whatever, we see people behaving in a base human way. But somehow we think that it does not negatively impact our lives. And that's how people steal from each other in different ways, opportunities, or whether it's tangible or not. So the effect of all those bad actions, even though it's not so manifest right away externally, and we think it's okay, it immediately has a subtle effect in the mind. The mind becomes disturbed. So can I think that whenever my mind is not in equilibrium, it is due to my past bad action?
Let me first give an example. Sri Ramakrishna was living at Dakshineswar.
Yes,
Maharaj. All around him were only all great saints and sages and gods only living.
No.
Was he influenced by any one of them?
No.
Why was he not influenced?
His mind was on God.
Because he understood, he had faith, Shraddha. What is the Shraddha? First of all, if somebody is doing something and it has some connection with me, it is not he doing or she doing, it is my own prarabdha karma coming back to me. Secondly, I have understood what is my duty. I am not going to give it up. So, it is very simple question. This is the question related to prarabdha karma. So, once somebody complained to Swamiji, so we want to be really live a saintly life, but all around us, all these demons are living. What is the reason? Swamiji smiled wryly and said, "Sir, if you are really such a great soul, why are you born amidst these devils? We have to understand." But Sri Ramakrishna also said something very important. How does a person become a saint? By living among saints or by living among the wicked people? From saints you learn how they live. But unless, how do you learn swimming? By reading, looking at videos of how to swim?
No, actually learning to swim.
Somebody should throw you in the water. The fact is, Sri Ramakrishna said in answer to somebody's question, we discussed it in the gospel, why did God create evil people?
Yeah.
Straightforward answer he gave, so that you have an opportunity to become a saint. So you are a saint only because of those wicked people. And if you remember my story of that Christian monastery where there was one monk who used to give most trouble to everybody, but the greatest trouble to the superior. Do you remember?
Yes.
So, one day that monk decided to leave. Everybody was very happy.
Superior went and brought him back.
Brought him back. When questioned, why did you bring him back? He said, what I am today is all because of... That is a fact. This is not a joke. So, these people also teach us an important lesson. That if I behave like that, I have to suffer like that. We don't see, we are not wise enough to say, why is a baby born so autistic or distorted or disabled and all those things? Why? If you believe in Hinduism, because he has done something wrong. So, we have to learn. We have to have faith that a person may be thinking that I am scot-free, nobody can catch me. But there is an invisible apurva phala is there. Now, you confront God and ask him, why can't you give us the knowledge of why this person is born in this way? And what is going to happen to that other person who is a wicked person? What would be his future? What was that person's future? What was this baby's past? If we come to know, will there be any wicked fellow left out in this world?
No. Creation won't go on.
Yes. So that is why God hid all those things. You look at the present and then you find out how this fellow is having money, having enjoyments, having power, position, everything, and imitation of Satan. And afterwards, when you start suffering, then you will come to your... So, that is called Shraddha is very necessary. So, what is the answer to your question? Let 1,000 people do what they like. I know what Sri Ramakrishna taught. I am not going to deviate from this path. That is called Shraddha. That is the answer.
Yes.